Well, hello, kind individuals. I hope you are doing fantastic, and thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Coffee Side Chats with Paul Stibik. This one is a little bit of a special one, special in the sense where it's not dropping on a Thursday when I normally drop these episodes. I just did an event last night, a Thursday night, for Kennesaw State University, my alma mater, for up-and-coming graduates, whether they are graduating in December of 2020 or whether they're graduating in May of 2021. It was an event specially for them, and I did a talk about 10 to 15 minutes of basically a what's next and what can you best do to prepare for the world after college or life after college. And it was a lot of fun. It wasn't able to be recorded, so I am recording this for them, for you, for everyone, just a place to capture these thoughts. And basically, this episode is going to be for the up-and-coming college graduates or the young professionals. It's an episode all about relationship over opportunity, and the things we're going to be talking about build on that concept. And the very last point I'm bringing up is definitely geared towards those young professionals or the ones that are just on that cusp of graduating. But without further ado, let's jump into what we're going to talk about. So the big idea, the big picture is relationship over opportunity. You need to focus on relationship over opportunity every freaking time. When you start to focus on opportunity over relationship, people smell that and they actually don't want you to be involved with their lives. They don't want you to play any sort of part in what they are doing. So let me encourage you. Relationship over opportunity every single time. And for the people who are about to be graduating and for the young professionals, the very, very first thing that you honestly need to be thinking about and really doing is volunteering. If you are not volunteering, you are missing out on some massive experience. You are missing out on building some solid relationships. If you are not volunteering, you are doing a great disservice to yourself and also to your local community. This is something that I wish I would have done more of. Yes, I volunteered at my local church and with Kennesaw in some ways, shapes, and form, but I wish I would have taken a bigger role in volunteering and done more with that. As I've talked and had conversations with others, volunteering has played a huge part in their life, and I've seen where it has taken them. And this isn't so much of a jealousy thing. This is so much of a, man, I want to grow my roots deeper in the communities where I am, and I can see what volunteering does. And so if you're not volunteering as a about to be graduate or a young professional, you are missing out on some big, big relationship opportunities and big experience opportunities. And so one of the things that you need to do is like, okay, great. I thanks, Paul. I'm so glad you told me something a little bit obvious. I know I'm not doing it, but it's still obvious. Hey, what do I need to do? How do I start volunteering? The biggest thing for you to do is to look at what you are already doing. The very first thing you need to do is creating a list of what you are already doing. Where are you going to church, or where are you going to temple or mosque or wherever it may be? Are you involved in some sort of religious organization? Are you giving blood on the regular? Are you, you know, going to your grandparents' nursing home to have conversations there? Are you really into golf? Are you really into tennis? What are you currently doing? So what I would love for you to do is honestly pause this episode right now and write down 5 to 10 things that you are currently doing. Simple enough, right? The second thing that I want you to do after you have clearly unpaused the episode is I want you to write a list of what excites you. I am excited by art. I am excited by videos. I am excited by eating. I am excited by conversations. I am excited by coffee. What is it that excites you? So again, how about you push pause and write a list of 5 to 10 things that excite you? Okay, glad you're back. Glad you're still listening. So now that you have these two separate lists, this one of what are you already doing and this second list of what excites you, see if there's any correlation, see if there's anything that really mixes and meshes well together. Maybe the joy of eating meshes with something that you are already doing, obviously eating, but maybe you're part of a cooking class or you help teach your niece or nephew how to cook. Like, what is it that you are already doing? So there's two lists. What is it that you're already doing? What excites you? do they mesh, or is there any sort of correlation? And the third thing that you can do is look at what communities are you already a part of. That sounds super, super obvious, but it's something that we all miss. We live in Kennesaw, Georgia, or we live in wherever it is in the United States, or wherever it is in the world, and we think that we need to go volunteer 5 hours down the road, or we think that we need to volunteer in a whole other country serving an underprivileged area. That's just not true. That is definitely an area where you can volunteer, but I would encourage you to find a place in a community that you are already a part of where you can volunteer, and if that can take you globally, that is awesome. But first and foremost, focus on where you have been planted. So what are the communities that you are already a part of? Volunteering, it needs to be a part of your life. And if you do these three steps, you can start to see in what areas and ways where you can really start to help shape and shift your community, and you can get involved. And when you volunteer, you build relationships, which leads to other opportunities, which leads to experience, which helps you as a soon-to-be graduate or a young professional get to where you actually want to be. The second thing that we're talking about in this episode is following up. It is needed so incredibly much. Following up is so important. This is massively important, and I did an episode on this a little bit earlier, but you guys, you need to follow up. And so let me give you this story. So I, again, graduated from Kennesaw State University, Kennesaw, Georgia, and so it had been a minute since I volunteered with them, and so I reached out to one of my connections there, and she said, hey, you know, I'm going to put you in touch with Roshana. And so I talked, Roshana actually ended up emailing me and said, hey, Paul, we don't have any speaking events. We have speaking events, but they're already filled, but we do have this one event with about a 10-15 minute presentation that if you'd love the opportunity, I'd love for you to be a part of it. And it's with soon to be graduates, whether they're, you know, graduating in December 2020 or May of 2021. And it was this perfect mesh of me wanting to help and me being able to give some practical advice. And it was very cool to see how following up actually led to a very, very cool opportunity. It showed me the importance of following up. And one of the biggest things it showed me is that everyone is massively busy. I mean, I think I'm busy. Well, Roshana is just as busy, if not busier, as she is part of the university system. And COVID has turned her world and everyone else's world in the education system upside down. So she is having to do twice as much. And so of course she's busy. Of course she forgot about me, not in a negative or bad sense, but of course she forgot that, you know, I'd love to help and volunteer. She's focusing on the people who are following up with her and on the needs that are right in front of her face, as she should be. Following up is massively important. And one of the things it does is, number one, it creates something for you and the other person to look forward to. When Sean and I agreed on this event, it allowed us to look forward to something together. But maybe you haven't taken that step of actually reaching out to someone. Maybe you're still doing research on, you know, those lists that I asked you to create of what are you already doing, what excites you, where are you involved in your community, or where are you in your community right now? Well, hey, you know, as you've compiled those lists together, and as you see what communities you really are a part of and that you're thriving in, maybe it's saying, let me take this next step. And as you create this next step, it gives you something to look forward to for you to reach out to that organization or that person. The second thing that following up does is it strengthens the bonds with friends and with others. This has strengthened my bond with Kennesaw State University and the staff there. This event that I did just the other day. But it also, like I said, strengthens your bonds with friends, because you don't always have to follow up with a serious, like an event like this or some, you know, a food shelter or some deep and heady conversation. Maybe it's following up with the fun. My friend, it is September 11th of 2020. One of my friends is going to the doctor to see the gender of his baby. This is their first child, so it's very exciting. I am super pumped and thrilled for him, so I get the excitement of actually following up with him and seeing how it went, seeing how the appointment went. So there's the fun of that. But then there's also another friend whose father passed away, not COVID-related, but his father passed away And I get a follow-up with him in a very somber and serious moment in his life. He's an only child, and so it's just this, you know, obviously his father being a huge figure in his life, it's impactful on him. And so I've loved having some texts with him, but I get a follow-up with him continually, seeing how he and his family is doing and how his mom's doing in the midst of everything that is going on. So follow up not just with the serious things, but also with the fun things. The third thing that following up does is it helps people know that you are for them. All of these things that I've been talking about go right back up to the very first point that I mentioned, which is relationship over opportunity every single time. But how do you follow up? There's very practical advice, and I know this is super practical, but it's something that a lot of us aren't doing. But it's creating a to-do list. You need to write or type it out. For me, I love the kinesthetic feel of pen and paper in my hands. I know that's incredibly old school, being the year 2020. There is Evernote and a million and one different apps that you can put on your iPhone, your Android, or whatever phone you have. But what you need to do is create this to-do list that is in front of your face daily, multiple times a day at best. But you need to create this to-do list. So again, soon-to-be graduates, young professionals, relationship over opportunity every freaking time. If you are not volunteering, you are missing out on some massive relationship opportunities, massive experience opportunities that you are missing out on because you may not be paid because your resume and your experience says you can't have this job. But darn it, if you're going to volunteer and do it for free, heck, I'd love to have you a part of my organization. And then that gives you the experience that you need at a very low risk for you and a very low cost and risk for that other person. So volunteering is massively important. It's something that you need to be doing right now. You need to be creating those lists of what you're already doing, what excites you, and where you are in your community physically. The second thing that we talked about is following up. It's so massively important. It creates something for you and the other person to look forward to. It creates and strengthens bonds between friends and others, and it helps others know that you are for them. We're going to take a moment to talk about our sponsor of this and all the other episodes, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about the third thing as a young professional and as a soon-to-be graduate that you need to be focusing on. Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed that brief little message about our sponsor, but thank you so much for sticking with us. Again, we just talked about volunteering and its importance towards building relationship opportunities, but also experiential opportunities and the importance of following up because everyone and their mother is just as busy, if not busier than you. So it is up to you to follow up to get those volunteer opportunities and the other opportunities that you are shooting and reaching for. So this third thing we're talking about is definitely geared towards the young professionals who just graduated or are a few years out, but it's also a nice little hint of what is to come as a soon-to-be graduate. Because the truth of the matter is, what you are studying, your major, is most likely not going to relate 100% to the job that you will get just out of college. I would say 90% of you that are about to graduate or just graduated, your job that you have or are about to have has nothing to do with what you studied about. And I don't say that to be a bearer of bad news or a negative thing. I'm just talking about reality, and there's nothing wrong with that because your value as a person is not in your title, is not in your position, and is not how much money you win and not how much money you make. You have intrinsic value by being a human being because you are created, you have unique thoughts. You are an amazing individual with unique thoughts that can add massive positive impact to the communities that you are already a part of. You have value, you have thoughts, you have worth to bring to the communities that you are a part of. Your value is not in your title, position, or how much you make. It is intrinsic within you as a human being. Now that we got that a little bit out of the way, let's move on. So you graduated, now what? You have this job that doesn't seem to relate to anything you've been studying. For me, I'm a traffic manager. My degree was communications with a public relations focus. On the surface, supply chain logistics, nothing to do with public relations, except for when you dive down just a little bit, not even deep, dive down just beyond the surface. Public relations is my world. I work with other carriers. I work with drivers. I work with our shipping department. I work with executives. I work with sales. I am constantly working on public relations and how I interact with others. The skills and abilities and traits that I learned with doing projects and working with teams in college are things that I am applying now in my job every single day. And the experiences that I'm getting in my job, I'm able to build on top of the foundation that my college education gave me. Heck, maybe you're a young professional that didn't even graduate from college. That's okay. You know, what were you learning? What were you interested in studying in high school? You are building on top of all that where you are. Today is understanding that it's relationship over opportunities. And if you want to get to the next step, that next place, it is all about volunteering and gaining those other experiences. It's all about following up with those companies, with those individuals, so that you can build those relationships, so that you can get better opportunities for you to have a bigger and better impact within the community that you are a part of. So for those of you who are about to graduate, for those of you who just graduated or are a few years out, look at the degree that you have, figure out the skills, the traits, and the abilities that you really were able to fine-tune and hone and craft, and how are you applying them today? Why don't you take another moment to pause this episode and write down those skills, abilities, and traits that you did and learned and really fine-tuned and crafted while you were in college? And then unpause the episode and figure out how you can apply them to those first two lists that you created from the very beginning, which is what are you already doing and what excites you and where are you currently in your communities? What communities are you already a part of? You have a degree that is amazing, and there are still companies that make you have a degree before they would even consider you for a position. That is a whole other conversation. But know that having a degree opens up doors that people who don't have degrees won't have open to them because of that little certificate. But you graduated, you don't know what you're doing, you don't know what's going on. Let me encourage you to focus on relationship over opportunities, because that's when those opportunities actually start to come. Because if you focus on those opportunities, people smell it from a mile away and they don't want to work with you, they don't want to deal with you. Let me encourage you. You don't have to have it all figured out. You won't. I don't. No one around you has it all figured out. But I hope that what you're taking away from this episode is that you don't have to have it all figured out. Number one. But number two, that you need to create a list of what you are already doing and what excites you, and look at what communities you're already a part of, because volunteering is so massively important. It helps get you relationships that you need. It helps get you experience that you need. So the biggest thing is volunteer, volunteer, volunteer. Have a bigger part in the community around you, because we need people like you who want to love and serve on those around them. We need more positive impacts within our communities. So that's the very first thing I want to encourage you to do, is after you've created all those lists, after you've done all that, figure out where you can volunteer. And the next thing, probably the biggest thing, is to take a step. Figure out where you want to add some positivity and help within your community, and then take a step.